You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Turn up one more time for the 99 year 3000.
What's up?
It's the Body Boys, 50 Body Boys.
Boys in the building.
Jack Tripper to the third power.
Yeah, Cinco de Mayo, that fifth episode.
Hey, Tommy ain't got no water here, man. He might be a little unorthodox. I don't know what's going on today, man.
Hey, man, I am out of water, man. I got to hit up Kroger, man. Shout out to Kroger.
Hey, man, shout out to Kroger, man. I got my little alkaline next to me right now, man, but I'm off about two doobies, you know, off Platinum OG, you know.
What up?
Shout out to my medical man, Ferg, you know what I'm saying? I had to put you out there, Chief, you know what I'm saying? Medical man is on deck. But yeah. So, you know, 50 Body Boys, we back in the building. We talking about real shit. We didn't get y'all a lot of free game, man. I've been talking to Jay. Diddy didn't email me like two times, you know what I'm saying? Or at least it was somebody like Diddy, I don't know.
Yeah, somebody named Sean.
But we trying to give y'all, hey, what Jay say in that song? And he trying to give you how much game for $5.99? What he saying is, like, oh, if my man's peeps was here, he would know that lyric.
He definitely would know it.
But no, we trying to give you this game for free before title and review. And Revolt start picking us up and have to start taxing that ass for all this free game we trying to get out, man. We didn't get about four episodes. Now we at, you know what I'm saying, lucky number five, you know what I'm saying, living live. About to give y'all some more game about 50 bodies. Here, and I got some shit to say, man, because like a couple of my homies then came from different backgrounds, dog. Like, and we done had, like I said, several different women on this show. You know what I'm saying? That has given us strong perspective. Some have given us strong perspective. You know what I'm saying? But
shots fired.
You know what I'm saying? I'd have had some of my homies, man, and they come from different backgrounds. I got homies that like come from homeschool, come from like urban school, come from like Oak Park schools, like come from Rochester schools, like everywhere, dog. And they experiences be like almost, I guess they end the same. Like once everybody gets to college, it kind of, the stories start becoming more similar. But through that like middle school, high school time, dog, people's stories are real diverse, you know what I'm saying, depending on when they started doing certain things, when they got introduced to certain things.
Who they hung around.
Yeah, what shit was normal, what shit was like not, you know what I'm saying? Like all that shit was kind of interesting to me because like some of my homies who, I only got one homie who I actually know was homeschooled, but like his experiences were vastly different from my homies' experiences who like grew up in Rochester Hills, you know what I'm saying, or me who grew up, you know what I'm saying, in like just borderline 8 Mile Oak Park area, you know what I'm saying, versus my homie who grew up down near Joy Road area, you know what I'm saying? Like our experiences coming up and what we got introduced to first were completely different, you know what I'm saying? And that shit was like mad wild to me, you know what I'm saying? Even the types of encounters were different, you feel what I'm saying? Like my encounters were like, I guess a little less intense than some of the cats that were in the more suburban areas. Like my homeboy who was in Rochester was like, they was getting down early, dog. Like they was getting down at like, he was telling me, dog, at like some like on some middle school dance shit, like eighth grade, dog. It was like they prime. Like if you ain't getting it in by eighth grade, seventh grade, like I'm like, damn, bro, you know what I'm saying? Like I think we might have just been exchanging magazines in our first Ron Jeremy tapes around that time. You know what I'm saying? Like at least for me, you know what I'm saying? Like but that was just the difference.
I definitely do remember that because we had girls that had rumors about getting ran in the bathroom in fifth grade.
In fifth grade?
Yeah.
Y'all didn't even know what that was in fifth grade.
They did in my school. I went to, because I used to live over there off Warren and Southfield, which actually is like a mile or two away from Joy Road.
Yeah, but okay.
Yeah. And then I just remember being in middle school, and like my friend, he was like a little young player. You know, I remember we was walking down the street. He was talking about one of the girls he had was blew out. I'm like, and I'm sitting there like,
wait a minute, y'all in fifth grade?
No, we was in like sixth grade around this time, sixth or seventh grade.
Hell,
and
no,
I'm sitting there like, what does blew out mean?
He just heard that from somebody though.
And I flash back to now. No, he might have been. Hey, my man, he get it in now. I think he got like five or six kids now. He's a young player.
I can understand that. But you talking about a sixth grader, which is, how old are you in the sixth grade?
probably about, I was 11, but he probably, no, he 11? Was about 11
so,
too.
So yeah, you about 11, 12 if you got held back.
I'm thinking it was 7th grade though. December, I'm pretty, it like may that. Have been 7th grade, but I know we was still 11.
And you talking about another 7th or 6th grade girl
I remember him doing this.
And oh, he made his hand like
I flash back to adult as I got older. I'm like, damn, he was on that tip in middle school. Like, but then, like, yeah, he got quite a few. He got a little pack with him now, so it makes sense. Like,
no way.
But he used to have like a different girlfriend like every month, man. Like, and from elementary to middle school, like he just was like a ladies.
He was the most popular guy out there. Yeah.
Even if he wasn't, he was among the ladies. He definitely.
Okay. I mean, but that's still all right. That's in the hood a little bit. Okay, we in the hood a little bit because I started over there. That's where I grew up at over there.
Yeah,
in that area. But like,
but you definitely will get different experiences. I mean, when I used to work in the Southwest, right? Like right off like Fort and Schaefer at Kemeny. Shout out to Kemeny.
Okay,
at rec center, man. They had like local runners and like they walk. They go to runner.
Local runners, dog. Yeah. What is the local runner?
Man, you know what a local runner is.
I wonder. Do females have names for guys when they feel like they are like?
I mean, but how many times do a man run in the house and every woman run through him? it don't happen like that. Seven a rap song.
You know what I'm saying? That shit happened. So I do remember that often happening. Yeah,
I remember like, sitting there they talking about these
runners
girls.
A real thing though, yeah, man. In case y'all didn't know, like that shit is like. An actual thing.
I think it's more teenage thing. Yeah. Like adults ain't really running through a girl. They call it an orgy around adults.
I mean, more likely they're going to start like figuring out they can get paid for it at that point.
Yeah.
So, I mean, then it turns into a job. Yeah. You know what I mean? So,
but in high school, it's
like you definitely had runners. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? All through.
And one was kind of bad too. And you know what's funny? I'm going to go back to, this was high school, Oak Park. One of the girls that was a runner, that everybody was running, she was cold, too. And she had,
it fucked up to see a cold runner?
Hey, look, it was an ugly one.
She don't even know how cold she
was. Ugly one, but she had a little ass. And then it was a cute one that was like, just body, face, everything.
Just, it's big, big.
Funny, I'm on the bus back, because I was going to my aunt's house. She lived in Oak Park. And I'm on the bus back. Why dude we went to school with? I can't even remember his name. I know if I ask somebody, I can get his name. I wouldn't even put his name on here.
Yeah.
Why he on the bus with the girl, bringing her back to OP from, bro? She stayed in Southwest, and all I'm thinking about.
Oh, he was just bringing her up. Well, who's a pimping her or something?
No,
like that?
No. I'm thinking like, damn, he don't know she a runner.
Oh, that's like, his. He was like his old lady
on some boo thing. Yes, go come back to the crib. And I'm thinking like, damn, I know he don't know him. He on the bus with her hugged up.
That's wild.
And I'm like, damn, I know him. And I know her.
Yeah, that's wild, dog. See, the runners was a crazy situation because, like, I had a homeboy.
And I go back to the 50 bodies. Like, you got 50 bodies.
No, straight up.
And like, don't nobody know.
Don't nobody know it.
I know. Hey, sweet cheese.
Even if you move, you know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, I had a homeboy, dog, who, when we was younger, like, we grew up with my dog. You know what I'm saying? My nigga RJ. Like, nigga, we grew up with homeboy, and he was always known for the runners. Dog, like,
oh, I remember my man's RJ.
Yeah,
shout out to RJ.
He was known for the runners, dog. Like, whenever he came around,
he brought his jacket with runners.
But the reason he had runners is because he was intertwined again. And I think we talked about this last episode with all them fucking early dating apps, dog. Like, but he wasn't on the Black Planet. He was on it was some other weird little creepy shit too, man. Like a little social media, like
I remember Black Planet. It was another one tagged and
it was
Crush Spot.
Yeah. Crush Spots and all those little shits where you can just like find these quick, I guess, I don't know what they were, but they were runners when
Jump
he found them. You know what I'm saying?
Runners.
Like, I don't understand how he would do this so quickly. I mean, he would bump into you with packs of runners. When I say packs of runners, I'm talking about two or three women or two or three young ladies deep, and I'm talking about maybe two times a week, dog. He's just bringing
I'm surprised he's not a pimp today, because the way that sounds like some early pimphood.
But it was free. It was off. These were just women who just, they met you. They were owning it, dog.
They were
like,
ahead
just
of their
with
time,
the program,
man.
Yeah. And the reason I say this is because, dog, the amount of runners that he bumped into in the time that we had as youngsters, dog, was unbelievable. He probably has the most run of runners.
He's in the runner book.
Yeah,
the book of runners.
Track star. recruiting RJ, dog, like flat out, dog. I got to get that trophy to him, dog. But he also has about 18 kids right now. Yeah. Exaggerating, and you can see, take like, the teen off of that, you know. You know, he's got a nice
I know how it is, man, because when you look at it and you see them growing up and then you see them with a lot of kids, it just makes so much sense. It's not even like, damn, he got 8 kids.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
it's like, oh, he got 8 kids. It makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. But I was high when before I started talking about that, so I'm coming back to my point.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? I was coming back to that point to say that you do be seeing runners out. And it hurts because sometimes they be pretty, dog. And you like, why are you so pretty?
You could get a
man.
Runner? I mean, she
but
had
then,
a man, though.
I also think.
I think she put her, she hung up her apple bottoms and just and decided to go straight.
I've also seen, though, the ones that you talking about, the ones that be out with their man, though. Because we've seen, like, the dude who's out with them and, like, you see the girl and sometimes they. Most of the time, what they should do is not say anything to you because you've been ran by me and my homies. But. Other things is that when they do see you, sometimes they want to introduce you to the people that they're with. Like, I don't care about this guy
that,
who's
you know,
a fool.
You know,
right
that's
now.
Being proactive because they want to come and establish, you know, a rapport with you so you don't say, hey, that's Sweet Cheeks, man.
Hey, I'm not going to put
her.
You out there. You
yeah,
know what I'm saying?
Know, we
I'm
going
to look and be
we,
like,
we used to run
wow,
through her, man.
That guy has been kissing a lot of dicks. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Now, every dick that she's kissed, he's definitely
you know what I'm
kissed.
Saying? That's what I'm going to look at.
He's been dick.
But I'm not going to say anything. You know what I'm saying? Because
dick butt kiss
as,
right
as you said, when he bumps into this girl, he might not know any of her
he
history.
Doesn't. He didn't know it because so, he's from Oak Park. She from Southwest.
Hey, so all those bodies
I don't even
don't
know
even
how
matter.
They. First thing I'm thinking, like, damn, how did they meet?
Yeah, all those bodies don't even matter.
He caught her at the mall or something? This was back in... This was in 03, 04 or something like that, man. I'm on the bus back to my aunt house, and I'm just like, I look back, and I'm like, how did they even meet? But now, I'm like, and then all I'm thinking like, damn, that's the runner from the hood.
And it, yeah, and it was,
and he just they hold hands, they walk it, they in front, they get off the bus ahead of me, and they walk in front of me, and we walking up Coolidge, we walking up the same street. I'm just thinking like, damn, wow. It was just funny to me. I'm like, that's crazy. Like, that's his girlfriend.
Yeah, that shit happens, dog. And it's like, you're there, they're there, and one person doesn't know what's
up,
going on.
She done hung up the apple bottom jeans and a baby fat coat, and she decided to commit. Hey. I was happy, though. It was a good thing, though.
It's a good thing for my man. Yeah. You know, he met somebody
and she got, she was
well-experienced.
She was cold, though. Like, I'm serious. Like, everybody, that's the one you wanted. Like, it was the one that everybody was getting. And one of the ugly ones, she ended up becoming like boyfriends with like a local hooper or something. He was young though.
That's crazy.
Like he changed her a little bit too.
Changed her whole life of a runner.
Or at least, I mean,
and
I guess they loaned her out to her. I think they loaned her out to him because he was like starting to hoop a lot. Something
okay.
like that. It
so
might have been
a loner
like that.
Runner.
Yeah, she was okay. a loner girlfriend or something,
okay.
just to get him, you know, up to speed.
But just for clarity for the audience, in case y'all don't know what a runner is, because we keep using this terminology, it is a young lady who was willing to do sexual acts with a number of men
entertain
at one time, consensually, and then go about her business and just live her life. So yeah, that
living
is basically that is basically the term for a runner. Now, the reason we don't have a term for that for men is because I don't know what men. Have been in that situation where
yeah,
they've
I mean,
just
man,
been bombarded by
dude.
Many
yeah.
women.
Yeah, that, I don't think it's ever
who just
happened.
Want to have sex with them. I'm not sure if they would turn that down. You know,
I don't
what
think
mean?
I would turn it I down. Mean, I mean, that sounds like
it might sound like a good situation
yes,
for a lot of guys.
For guys,
you know, for just have many women just have sex yeah. with you at once.
It's kind of like an orgy with one guy. You actually pay for that on all those cam shows. You'll have like 4 girls.
Oh, you know about the cam shows, huh?
Yeah. I dibble dabble, man.
Okay. Come on in then, Tommy.
Man, I got a dark secrets, man.
Come on in then, Tommy. Tommy has never been to a titty bar, but yet he knows about cam shows.
Hey, man, I know about a lot
He's
of stuff,
He's an undercover
man.
Freak, okay? That's what we call this Tommy.
Yeah, man. I got some things, man. But yeah, it's a lot different for a guy.
Hey, but also... Talking about so we also don't get confused with speaking on sexual assaults and stuff like this. Last episode, I also touched upon at the end. Pardon me, I'm a little stuffed from the platinum OG, but I touched upon Serena and I mentioned the term the Miss Me Too. Okay, I said she missed Me Too at the U.S.
Yeah,
Open
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, I remember
now,
that.
I don't want to get that mistaken for the Me Too movement, which is encompassed and circled around, like, sexual assaults and, you know, respecting women's bodies and stuff like that, because I 100% respect our queens, you know what I mean? I put the miss in front
of
it.
The women empowerment movement. So.
For sure. I put the miss in front of it and removed movement. I just put Miss Me Too'd because of Pharrell's song, Mr. Me Too, if y'all remember that. Everybody Me Mr. Me Too. If y'all remember that, back in the day. Hey, okay, that was targeted
at.
Shout out
to the Clips, man.
You know, shout out to the Clips.
Hell Hath No Fury, that was a classic album.
Classic, you know what I'm saying? But I mentioned that because of the fact that she was Me Too-ing, as in Mr. Me Too was referring to a person that is everything you got, I got. You know what I'm saying? Every story you got, I got one bigger. You know what I'm saying? I knew a guy like that.
You got Bape, I got Bape too.
Yeah, I knew a guy who I used to work with like that. Like,
yeah, the Mr. Me Too at the job and shit.
I made $5,000 commission. Or one time I made $6,500 commission. Okay. Well, you know what, man? My uncle, you know, he's a king in Tanzania. You know, my uncle's a king in Italy. What? Leave me alone,
damn,
man.
Bro.
You know what I'm saying? Like, come on.
Chill out.
You don't have to up me one every time. But I say that to say that. I say that to say this. She made a spectacle of herself. Okay. Now, granted, she is awesome. She is the GOAT in what she does. She is the greatest of all time.
Actually, one of the greatest athletes.
She is the greatest of all time, likely in female tennis. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, she's just kicked everybody's ass. And at some point, I'm not, you know, saying that someone can't come in and get in your ass. You know what I'm saying? And I watched that.
I mean,
match.
I call it passing the torch, man.
What you call it.
I seen a game between Kobe and Jordan where he went on. Kobe was just hitting half court shots and put up like 50 in that game. That's
splash,
called pass
splash,
the torch.
Boy.
That was a pass the torch
splash
game.
The torch, you know what I'm saying? And this young lady, shout out to Naomi Osaka. You know what I'm saying? She was out there getting in Serena's ass, Preparation H style. You know what I'm saying? And no, she was balling. Like, Serena was hanging with her. You know what I'm saying? But the young girl had a strategy to her, and she was getting it in. You know what I'm saying?
That new speed.
Now, granted, she got that point taken from her. You know what I'm saying? But the way she used that situation, okay, that warning first to the to the point taken away, over to whatever it escalated to, because it was just oblivion after that. But the leverage that she used and the platform that she used to cause the uproar was complete and utter ballyhooey to me. Okay, and I'm gonna use that term.
Yeah,
you know.
Hey, I seen I didn't see it. I heard the video. It was just playing.
You didn't check out the game? Where was you at, brother?
I saw some of the game.
Okay,
I was looking at the game with my brother. I met my niece for the first time.
Oh, shout out to your niece.
Shout out to my niece. Hey, cutie. But we was looking at the game. We was looking at the end, but that's when that speech, and they played it back, and she was saying something like, I am a mother. When she said,
she hit you with the I am a mother.
And I mean,
and how I got a daughter. That
now, you can get on somebody's head. I understood that. Why the hell are you giving me problems? Mm-hmm. But it's like, that's the only thing I kind of had where I kind of felt like it was kind of fictitious.
Yeah, I feel like
when
she was
said,
staging
I am a
little
mother.
Bit. She was putting sauce on it.
What? Yeah, that has nothing to do with the game.
She put a lot of sauce. And she knew she was being.
You look at a lot of the marketing, it's about being a black mother and still being a great athlete.
Yeah,
so
it's
like. Did you have to say that contractually to
100%? Yeah. She had to boast that point. And I'm not saying
mother.
That she
other than
not
that,
a,
she could have gotten his ass.
She's a good mother. I'm not saying she ain't a good
but
mother.
But that has nothing to do with the game. LeBron does not go to the ref and say, I am a father.
Ooh.
That's the only thing I had a problem with.
He don't. I never heard him say that. And LeBron got a lot of bold calls on him.
Yeah.
And
that's
I'm
why
not,
he always flopping, trying
I'm
to
not
get,
the hugest
to
LeBron
out the,
fan.
Balance
not,
out the calls.
You know, I ball with, you know, I'm your boy balls, but, you know,
I am a black father.
You know, I ain't never heard him say that with any call or with any time in the league. You know, he brought up it. I've never heard him bring up any social economic issues
in
like
game,
that in
during
the game. Like, that is, I think that is not of good sportsman character. I'm going to put it that way.
Yeah, that was the only problem I had. Other than that, I could see you kind of checking the ref after the game or whatever. But when you start throwing in extra stuff that kind of like.
And you know the microphone is blaring. You know
everybody.
You know everybody.
They were cheering like they were cheering.
Yeah, she knew what she was doing, you know. And, you know, I understand.
It's a narrative being created right there.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. You're right.
I don't know
who it's between. Hey, if it's Nike who's leading.
I hate when people create narratives, man. That's why I don't like certain media shows. You
it
probably see me
political.
Complain about a lot of them online because I see episodes. I see people create narratives. And that's kind of what she was doing.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't change that you lost.
It does not change that you lost.
I'd have gotten his ass in an alley somewhere. Like, man, what was going on?
Like, after anything, in the press conference. Not even in the press conference.
Thousands
of
fans and then millions of viewers.
Yeah, because it's already a big thing that, you know, you are the, what's the opposite of underdog?
The
person they want you to win. Yeah. Okay.
The winner.
Yeah, I'm a little stoned,
heavily favored person.
Yeah, the heavily favored person. Yeah. And, you know, young Naomi Osaka, you know, she in there balling her life away right now.
They thought it was over for her.
And they thought it was over. She was balling, yeah, though, dog. Like,
and she still had, I seen they had changed her race after she won. So,
hey.
Yeah, I was like,
they
pulled a Tiger Woods.
She had the sister in her, though. You know what I'm saying?
You can tell from that
heavy tan. Like, that's not no sun right there. That's about 30% sun and about 70% melanated, you know what I'm saying? And I respect that, you know what I'm saying? I fucks with her and her Haitian side, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was Japanese Haitian before the game, and it was Japanese, but it's all Taiwanese, it was one of them.
But Serena, you definitely got to tighten up. Okay, with all seriousness, you got to tighten up that shit there.
Yeah.
Okay, you cannot be using those type of stages. The young girl, this is her first U.S. Open. She was about to win. You knew she was about to win. You know what I'm saying? I understand that you wanted to try to change the momentum of the game, you know what I mean, mm-hmm, and kind of throw her off, but she stayed on track, and she still got in your ass, and she got in your ass in a way that you probably have not played before, and that's fine. You know,
she has played before, it's just a different era.
Straight up. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And that's not a bad thing. Like, you ball. We all know you ball. We all know you're the greatest. The young girl just, you know.
I mean, LeBron can't keep up with KD.
She boomed.
He's still better, but you can't keep up with him when he has to guard him. I mean, Jordan couldn't keep up with Iverson. It's just what happens.
Jordan couldn't keep up with Ivo. You can't judge this whole thing off one crossover, dog. Because Ivo ain't got no ring.
I just know in future games where they played, he didn't play against Iverson. He didn't guard him. So
I think he did
lock him down that game. But he a few years later when Iverson was the man, it wasn't happening no more.
You ain't check him no more.
That wasn't going to
happen. You may or may not be right, but Ivo did not get a ring, flat out. How many times they played him after that, he still didn't get no ring.
He's still one of the GOATs, though, man.
Okay.
Ain't nobody ever going to say that. No,
he's
ring
definitely
or not.
A GOAT. He's definitely a GOAT.
Changed the game.
But it's just different levels of GOATs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got GOATs, you got
Michael,
Rams.
Michael Jordan, if people think I don't like Michael Jordan because I always say that people could beat him in a game. Like, they think no one can stop
him. Somebody could definitely ball on Jordan. Now, has that person been discovered? They in the limelight? Probably not.
I don't think he couldn't barely guard Kobe. Kobe put up 30 on him.
I'm talking about in Jordan's prime day.
I'm talking about
when he was about to exit the league.
No, I'm talking about as a player in a one-on-one game, he could be beat. It's people that think he can't be beat.
By whom, though?
Kobe.
LeBron.
He can't guard any of those guys. I'm talking about as a young player. First of all,
I'm talking about a
center could barely guard LeBron. He's too strong.
I think you have to take into account the generations, though. You can't say like somebody in this generation can't guard him now, because those are two different whole genome types. Like, LeBron comes from a different type of cut of DNA.
But I want to ask you another question. Could John Stockton guard Russell Westbrook? Not at all.
Okay. You may or may not be right. But
he's too strong and he's way too fast.
I mean, it's
that's
hard
why we
to
can't
though,
we can't
man.
Really talk errors. Who on the planet can guard Kyrie Irving right now?
I mean,
one on one
can guard Kyrie Irving. You know what I'm saying?
So I don't want to get into a sports talk, but
you know,
there's nobody that could guard him one on one. I seen what he did at the USA training camp, and he went off.
He's still a bum. He's a bum. Okay, he ain't got no. Oh,
he got one.
Yeah, right.
Okay. He done. He don't even need it though.
He's still a bum.
And he hit that shot.
Okay, he's a supportive player. He's not a star. You know what I'm saying? But that's another story.
Man, please.
You know
what I mean?
That's another story.
Don't
even
talk about Uncle Drew like that,
He's a bum, man. You know what I mean? But, yes. Anyway, Serena was tripping. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I didn't like the I am a mother, though. I respect that you are a mother, though.
I respect
it. I'm pretty sure. It's incredible that you're a mother and you're one of the greatest athletes of a generation, so.
Yeah, that's true too. You know what I'm saying? But
great athlete.
You know, she definitely.
I just see people sometimes using a lot of new narratives to help push them.
As far as like creating
anything,
society,
women, even the woke movement, people just use it. Sometimes it's people abuse something that's serious.
Yeah,
to help their agenda. It didn't help her anything, but it just media from a media perspective, it helped her.
It's gonna keep her in the line.
Yeah, it's gonna make her
look
good.
It's not gonna look just like, okay, Osaka beat your ass.
At the end of the day, you still lost.
Yeah, but now there's something behind it. There's a story behind it.
Yeah, the roughs got under.
Now she'd just got her ass whooped, and it had been done. And it's like, okay, Serena lost. The torch is passed. What you gonna do next year? You know what I'm saying? Like that's really it. But now there's still a decent amount of sizzle behind, you know,
and
saying,
I kind of seen like you could see like the just
to me it kind of took light away from Osaka though.
The spectators that's like, well, up. She had a fight, she had a chance. If they had they not taken that game, she would have still had a fighting chance.
I don't know, that's kind of fucked up the day she took that shit from her. She had the young girl up there crying, man. She barely know what to say. You know what I'm saying? She's so disciplined. You know how
that was like that Kanye Taylor Swift moment right there.
Sandals and shit.
Osaka, I'm gonna let you finish.
But wait a minute.
I am a mother.
I'm a mother, and I know what this shit stands for. But let's get off of me and let's go back to Osaka. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but yeah, I feel
shout out to Osaka, man. I might have her up on the show, man. Once Jay Bazis and we get about 10,000 more followers.
Yeah,
you know
I would like her on the show to be
follow 50 bodies.
Kind of cute too.
Yeah. Young Osaka. You know what I'm saying? She's good and legal.
Serena is too. Serena bad too. I ain't gonna lie.
But I mean, yeah, Serena ain't gonna look at us though right now until she we get up. But it's all
even
yeah,
if
Serena,
we were
shout
on,
out to you.
Even if we were on a revolt, she's still
you my favorite female
huge.
Athlete, Serena 100. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no.
Virgil
shout out,
put you together.
Shout
with
out
the
to
cat
Maya
suits.
Moore on the WNBA. She coached. On and off the court.
WNBA. Does she got any rings, bro?
Yes.
How many rings she got?
I think she may have two.
Man, she's a bum.
No, she's cold.
She's
cold. But,
what's happening with your mans, though, that I see
speaking
you
know, of athletes.
Instagram, Max Seal. What's up with your mans, though?
Speaking of bums.
You know what I'm saying? Speaking of bums. You know what I'm saying? Hey,
he in that bed like the MVP.
Hey, didn't I see some of my man talking about he had about 50 bodies?
Yeah, man.
Exactly.
50 bodies in throughout his marriage.
Like
341. 341 total.
What do you mean, like throughout his marriage? Like since he's been married,
yeah,
he's
he cheated
50
on
bodies.
His wife with 50 women. He had the 50 bodies with in his marriage. That's when you're supposed to get you 50, your body should be done after marriage.
How long was he married, though? Did it say?
He'd been married to her for a minute.
And he didn't have 50 bodies up to marriage, huh?
Yeah, it said it.
Hey, and then your man's, what's your man Swaggy P say? He say, how they come up with that number?
Shout out to Swaggy P.
He said, how they come up with that number? I can't remember I had last summer, huh? I mean.
Hey, you know he been thought, man.
The question is.
He got remember my man's put him on blast for thought now here. Swaggy P.
The little snitch from Cleveland. You talking about the snitch from Cleveland?
No, the Russell.
Russell, what's his name? He was a snitch.
He played for the
I know
Nets
you're talking
now.
About. He video recorded him or something like that, right?
D'Angelo Russell or
something
like that.
Yeah, he's a snitch.
Something like DeAndre. One
D'Angelo
of them.
Russell, he's a snitch. And we ain't going to ever forget that.
They got in his ass for snitching.
But your man's Max Seal done got caught up talking about he got 50 bodies. Swaggy P done chimed in like, man, I can't remember how many I had last summer. Which comes back around to
a
our
full
show.
Circle with
50
the last
bodies.
Episode.
You know
we're like
saying?
Ahead
like,
of the curve, man.
How sway can you feel like? I mean, the athletes that we are talking about are not far from our age, if not younger than us. Okay. Now, granted, everyone is not an athlete. Granted, everyone is not a millionaire and has these levels of popularity or fame that the athletes we have are talking about. But. Even prior to these athletes becoming multi-million dollar status, they still were star athletes in high school. They still were star athletes likely in middle school and likely through whatever little league team that they probably played for to get to the level of status of professionalism that they are now, which means that they probably still had that level of popularity. Just not millions and millions of dollars.
You remember
to
in high school, the Hoopers had the girl football
100%,
player Hoopers.
100%. Yeah.
So imagine in college when you really out there, you getting full acclaim for balling like you ball.
But my thing is, you know, I also think about the females of sports and not so much entertainment, you know, but more so like I guess star athletes in sports. And I follow many of them on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? Some college players on Instagram I follow.
Living like celebrities.
Just the fine ones. You know what I'm saying?
They hanging with, Drake is hanging with all the college athletes. Now they get the free Scorpion jacket and stuff.
Who, Drizzy?
Yeah.
Oh, he's hanging with who?
Who is my man's, the small guard that's going to Atlanta?
Oh, yeah. You talking about a guy?
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about females. I'm talking about female athletes female who I follow on Instagram. I'm talking
in
about
college.
I follow old ones. I'm talking about like Skylar Diggins. I used to follow her.
I still follow her.
You know what I'm saying? Like it was two twins that used to play for Las Vegas.
I follow those twins. They sing now.
Yeah.
They do music.
They do a bunch of shit that really don't pertain to nothing.
They got,
but just
they got
their
a
bodies.
Deal with like Finish Line or something.
They just look really good.
They cold as hell.
Yeah, yeah. And
they can hoop though.
I don't know. I personally don't think that they want shit.
But they're still gonna hoop. They just not the greatest hoopers on the planet.
I think you're giving these women too
much
credit.
It's like you see a dude that played college, he can hoop.
How can you say someone hoops and they didn't win shit? They didn't win shit.
Because when they go to the court, they still ball out.
What do you mean when they go to the court, they still ball out? Do you know them girls' averages? We can look them up.
I didn't say in the game they play. I'm just talking about hooping in general.
What do you mean hooping in general? The game is the only thing that counts, man. Any girl can dribble a ball. I can teach a girl to dribble a ball. I ball. I'm steak sauce. Any girl can dribble the ball.
But can you beat her?
What do you mean?
Can you beat any of those girls one-on-one?
Fucking yeah, I can. What you mean? If you can't beat a girl in basketball, you sound like an asshole, man. Who has not won a championship, granted.
You can't beat a college female player, man.
Who hasn't won a championship? Yes, the hell I can.
I like to see that. We got to set that up.
Fuck it. We can set it up. I don't give a damn. Okay, the point of what I'm saying is that I follow these young women, and my perspective on, okay, let's say take Skylar Diggins, for instance. I used to follow her all the way from college. You know what I'm saying? Skylar Diggins, I followed her a lot, so I seen her
last couple seasons.
Yeah, I done seen her boyfriend, who she hadn't been with through the whole time since I've been following her all the way through her ESPN shit, and they didn't just got married and all this old shit. Now, I think to myself, like, when I think of a male athlete and their status and what they probably do, you know what I mean, and I think of a female athlete such as her. And just basing it off one that I follow, and I seen a nice piece of her college and professional career so far. Like it, I almost would not put 50 bodies on Skylar Diggins, dog.
I'm pretty sure she doesn't.
I'm not gonna say pretty sure because I don't know her.
It's different from female athletes and male athletes.
But just on the outside looking in, even if I probably knew her in real life, because of the lifestyle that she leads, like as far as the hard work and dedication she put towards her sport. How much she probably trains, how much she's dedicated to school, all of those things would constitute, along with the fact that, you know, you would constantly see her with her quote unquote boyfriend at the time, who's now her husband. So those things, like on the outside looking in, you would almost like that would pave the way to not so much having time for that sort of 50 body thing for her. Now, there's a lot of girls that are like her. There's a lot of girls who are successful athletes and professional women and things like that. So for those women, that would be originally like in the pilot when I was talking about that small pocket of people, even women or men who are not in that 50 body category.
Out of this whole show, that's the first person you said. That's a damn
because
Skylar Diggins.
Skylar Diggins.
All the people you know, you took 50 bodies to somebody you don't know.
Yeah. Because
of Instagram.
Yeah. Because shout out to Instagram. Yeah. Because of Instagram, man.
Listen to that.
Hey, I don't give a shit what you talking about.
Hey, you must like Skylar, really.
I fuck with Skylar Diggins.
That's how I get there.
I used to fuck with her a lot more before she got married.
Yeah.
But, you know,
I think I did. Life happens. Actually, I don't think I follow her.
I probably don't follow her now. But, man, she was just like a baller in school. She won match. I think she won like a championship or a couple of – or got close. I don't know.
She got close.
She was balling. Like, she was actually playing good ball.
She's a hooper.
She wasn't just a fine ass like
– She hooping now. She balling
now.
It's
a bunch of fine – oh, she balling still? Is she still hooping? Oh, I didn't know she was still hooping. But it's a bunch of fine ass players that are just fine, like in college.
Actually,
they're
not even in the league, though. A lot of the fine players are just
in college.
Instagram celebrities.
But some of them are in college. Many of them are in college. Like those twins,
they're basically Instagram celebrities.
But they were college players.
Yeah, they're not.
That's how I found out about them. You know what I'm saying? But I'm saying that many of them, not even many, there are a few of them that are just not even cold. Like they're not good players.
Oh, you're talking about
just
because
beautiful.
Their fame is based on how they look. That's how kind of people put Skylar Diggins in for a second.
Their character on Instagram. Yeah, they are, they portray themselves as, okay, I'm an athlete, I'm in shape, and I'm also beautiful. I'm fine as hell, you know what I'm saying? And it's almost like a catalyst to something else. Because them two girls in Las Vegas, like, they immediately became, like, entertainers.
I just followed them.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, a couple weeks ago.
They immediately
became. I seen them doing a commercial for, like, Finish Line. There was no transition to the WNBA. And I said, wow, who are those? Who are those women?
Yeah, they immediately transitioned to, like, straight entertainment.
Yeah.
But they don't still hoop.
And I think Drake was like, I see Drake liking pictures. I'm like, oh yeah.
They were like lit in his video or like photo shoot for his clothes, some shit like that.
The OVO brand.
Anyway, the long and short of it is that they had no intentions of going further into the WNBA. And I'm not saying that they had to, but that platform in college allowed them to get in shape. They already used what they had, you know what I'm saying, and sculpted their way into entertainment, which was beautiful. Mm-hmm. They were able to use that because they also have a sister that I saw, which looks nothing like them at all. It looks like she came from a completely different DNA. She's like 96 pounds, just small, little midtown, Pennsylvania looking little
and
white girl,
dog. A sister?
But this is a sister. They're twins, and then they got like another sister. Like, I was heavy into the Instagram at first.
That might be.
Yeah, it's like they came from completely different
DNA. Miami help or something.
I don't know. I have no idea how that happened, but they are stacked to the Tilton. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Tick old bitties and all, you know. But enough about them. The point is.
Pancakes at IHOP.
The point is, you know what I'm saying, like the college popularity, I guess that would be the best word, college popularity that you would have as being a star athlete and the lifestyle that you would lead that would give you 50 bodies or close. I believe
you probably
it's completely
would look at
them different.
More like
it's they, completely different between men and women.
Oh yeah,
that's the point that I'm making.
Because the dude on the bench can Jason Maxill just proved that.
I mean, yeah, and if you know Jackson Maxill is a star now. Well, to get into the NBA, he had to be a star back then too. At some point, he was a star of his domain.
He had to be something they just looked at as probably he's going to.
Once you become a prospect, like it's
he probably was a prospect.
It's cracking, you know what I'm saying? So,
but he got in the league and he was what you say, ballyhooey.
Yeah, but complete ballyhooey. You know what I'm saying? But that doesn't stop you from getting it in because
you could be on the bench. It's a dude.
I'm talking about prior to your NBA.
Never drop a lick of sweat. That's getting
when you just the man in college or you that girl in college. Like it seems as though if you that girl in college, you're already like locked into some shit because that's what you usually end up wanting to be doing anyway.
The male college players are. Already, so they got you locked down. Anyway, I'm noticing that a lot.
You noticing what did you say?
They're dating a lot of the opposite opposing players. Like you see a lot of WNBA players with NBA husbands now.
Like who?
Candace Parker.
She married
Kevin Durant.
Guy?
Kevin Durant was dating one.
Well, yeah, they're not married. Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like it just seemed like they
man WNBA women, 80% of them are completely not attractive.
It's for I'm talking about the cute ones, man. I'm talking.
Oh, okay, my bad. My bad. We talking about that small percentage. Hey. Okay. Well, I agree with that.
Oh, sorry, WNBA. Damn, that small percentage.
Hey, it's a small percentage.
But
man.
I'm just saying, like,
I mean, it's a lot. It's and a lot of them are like, you know, isn't a lot of like lesbians in the WNBA too? So I mean,
you have to ask them, man.
Nah, well, you know, you could see it. Okay, you go in there, search the biggest center in the NBA right now, and see. And see if her husband is on her Instagram. Right.
Shout out to
we gotta go by Instagram. That's all we got.
She got that shout out in Drake song, Lizzie.
Who?
The Australian.
Oh, it's an Australian girl in WNBA right now. What's she about? Seven.
She
what?
Like be breaking records. She got the
biggest
highest
shit.
Scoring resume. I get her name.
Who
it's
she
Lizzie.
With?
I know it's Lizzie because you say wet like I'm Lizzie.
Who she with? She got to be with a man that's at least 7 feet. If not, she's with a woman. Flat out. Ain't no 7 foot WNBA woman.
She big as hell.
Fucking with. Average size.
Oh
man.
No, she ain't dating no average size man.
Oh okay,
but he's got to. You be just said you was just talking about how they look, and I was just saying
he's got to be a giant or she's got to be small. You know what I mean?
She like, definitely ain't date. She wouldn't date me. Oh, she may. You may. You might. You never know. She's 7 foot.
You what? I don't know, man. I don't think I can deal with.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I mean, I'm not scared to climb a tree. You know?
Oh,
what I'm
I definitely
saying?
Like to climb.
I done dealt with some. You know. Nice Amazons, you know what I'm saying? Beautiful Amazons, you know what I mean?
I'm about to show you a picture.
But, you know, 7 feet, that's a bit excessive, goddammit. Like, 7 feet, brother? I mean, You know how much maneuvering you got to do to do anything?
If she cold, I don't know, man.
What do you mean if she's cold? Have you ever seen a 7 foot cold woman? And when we say cold, I mean highly attractive. And I mean, you can say it's in the eye of the beholder, whatever you want to say. But look, I know a mud mouth versus somebody who I want to, you know, do some stuff with. You know what I mean? Like, just be frank here. You know what I mean? And that's just what it is. All I want to know is, have you ever seen?
Hey, I don't know. I might. She ain't that bad.
Wait a minute. Let me see this. Let me see this young lady.
She the one Drake. Okay.
Tommy has brought up a. How tall is she, Tommy? Do you know how tall she is?
But she looked like she like 7 feet.
All right, hold on. You know what? We about to go live, man. Y'all not going to see this until you see this, unless you follow us right now. But I'm about to go live because I want y'all to be able to see, like, this. You said she does look like she might be about 7 feet in this pic. Her face even looks long. Like
her face looks 7 feet.
Her face might be 1.5 feet.
She out here balling in the WNBA.
Elizabeth Cambage. She is pretty, though.
Wet like I'm Lizzie.
Is that what? Yeah, oh, that's what Drizzy talking about?
Like I'm Devin Booker.
Okay.
Got to break them lyrics.
No. Got to dissect. She's pretty, though.
I know. That's what I just said. Hey. That's something you could climb.
Now, would I have to see her in real life? Because, again, these are photos that are, you know, it's makeup on. You know,
if she met you, I'm pretty sure she's going to have the same makeup and stuff. Like, going on a date.
We got makeup. And she got the two pro. This is her Twitter?
Yeah, that's her Twitter.
Why you ain't got her IG? We can see more pictures.
Because
do you have her IG, brother?
No, I don't have her IG. I follow her. I'm looking at her on Twitter.
See if you can pull up her IG, Tommy. Okay,
see if she got one.
Right now, look here. Okay, we done went live for the 99 year 3000 right now.
Hey, 50 body boys.
You know what I'm saying? 50 body boys.
What up?
You know what I'm saying? We got Tommy in the building.
What's
you know
good?
What I'm saying? We out here doing our thing from Frisco to Maine. You know what I mean? But Tommy done pulled up a 7 footer. Okay.
Let me see if I can find
Is she
her.
In the WNBA right now or no?
She just broke a record.
Okay.
That's what I'm just saying.
Okay, but, so she just
scoring the most points in the game.
Okay, and she's in the WNBA. She obviously balls. Okay, she obviously balls till she falls. But the point is, what was my point originally? I'm still a little
high. You was talking about the correlation of 50 bodies between sexy
this seven
athletes.
Foot. Yeah, this 7 footer. I'm not sure if she's getting taken down. Like she might be.
No,
a 7 foot
I don't think
she
has an Instagram.
She might be a 7 foot. Come on, you got to have Instagram.
No, some people just got Twitter.
If you just got Twitter with no Instagram, you are the feds.
Okay, there she go.
Oh, I thought so. Exactly, she has Instagram. Okay, definitely got to have Instagram.
And guess who follow her?
Who? Oh. Okay.
He might be trying to knock it down.
Let me see this, brother.
we got it going
right now. We got the 7 footer that Tommy done pulled up. You know what I mean? She is pretty. I'm not gonna lie. You know what I mean? I'm not sure if it's something that I would take down.
And like every other night, she was just putting up buckets.
I ain't never.
And then she had the most points in the game. And then she got that Drake shout out.
Okay.
And then it was it after that.
Okay. So,
you know,
so
everybody been talking about it.
So Drake done shouted her out.
So she might have, she might have a couple more bodies.
Hold on. We might have to bring Elizabeth Cambage on the show, dog, flat out, straight up, because she is pretty, dog.
She's
and
cold.
I want to see
she's a, cold
a
one.
7
but
foot.
But she's tall. I don't know if
cold.
She's 7 foot, but I think
took
she's
down,
close to it.
The one that I took down might have been in heels. 6'5". I might have took down a 6'5" in heels.
You had an Amazonian.
I done knocked down an Amazonian.
I need
you know
one of those.
Saying? I'm talking big body, Benz, Coupe, no, Fodo DeVille. You know what I'm saying? North Star Engine.
I don't never meet any tall women.
You know what I'm saying?
How do you come? I don't even
shout
see
out
that
Simba
many
the Bully,
women.
My guy. We on here live. My guy, dog. Yeah.
50 bodies, body
yo,
voice,
50
man.
Body boy,
oh,
you know what I'm
sorry,
saying?
Randy.
But yeah, so.
Yeah, man, we getting it in live.
Hold on,
what's
hold
good?
On. Hey, so Elizabeth Cambage, you say she a 7 footer, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, 7 foot, 7 foot something, 7 foot beauty, you know what I'm saying?
I'm about to follow her.
Hey.
I could not find her on there, but her name is different on here.
I'm going to tell you what, her lifestyle might be a little bit different than the average 7 foot star that's a male. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, yeah,
he going to be taking him down.
Yeah.
She might not get took down as much. You know what I'm saying? But she might be a 7 foot
freak. They
throwing
it at him
again,
like dollars
you
know at a strip club.
You never know. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? That's just what it is. That's what it boils down to. You know what I'm saying? But, Tommy.
What's good?
Let me ask you something else, cuz. When it comes down to illuminating television. No, that's Channel 56. I'm just talking shit.
Bring back. She's 6'8".
Oh, she's 6'8"? Oh, she ain't that tall then. I'll take her down.
6'8"?
Yeah, she ain't that tall.
That's 4 inches shorter than 7 feet.
But it's not 7 feet, brother.
You probably really couldn't tell 6'8 from 7 feet.
I mean, in heels.
I'm probably in heels.
In heels, you know, so we got to work it out. You know what I'm saying? She might not always be able to wear heels around me, you know what I'm saying? But, you know.
I don't think it matters if she do or not. She's still going to tower over your ass.
What type of, I mean, you got to do some maneuvering though, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to learn how to, you got to be able to handle big body Benzes when you like average height like me. Yeah. I'm an average height person.
I'm average height too.
You know what I'm saying? So. Average height is average. Flat out. You know what I'm saying? We, you know what I'm saying? All that overs. Over there, all over 6'8 people are just, you're excessively tall, flat out. I'm just going to put that out
and
there.
And if you look like Lizzie Cambage, I'm still going to try to
yeah,
talk
yeah,
to you.
But yeah, yeah.
You can turn me down. You can say, no, I'm all right, little man, but I'm still going to shoot my shot.
I'm all right, little man. You sound like you might have heard that
before.
You
know how them tall women be on the movies? I never really met tall women, though. But you know how they be, oh, no, little man, you good.
No, hell no.
Every time you see a movie,
I be so goddamn insulted if somebody said that shit. What you mean? No, nah, little man, we good.
You gotta be this tall to ride this ride.
Nah, you can't hit me with that kind of shit, dog. Flat out, because I'm probably gonna I don't know. If you got a girl with you who is a little bit short, I might immediately start talking to her. You know what I'm saying? And I don't feel like that's a bad thing because you try to hold me. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely just did.
That's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to hold my shit back, you know what I'm saying, for the fact that you on some complete bullshit. You know what I'm saying? You missing out on a good young player right now. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't tripping off that.
But yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We sign off this live, man. We done been on here. You
Body
know
boys, man. Tune in.
Sign off this live. You know what I'm saying? How you
sound that
shit?
I'm pretty sure it's entirely different from, you know, Lizzie Cambage and Jason Maxill.
What are you talking about? Maxill?
Yeah.
Well.
My man's was. Oh, and I found out it was 17 years of marriage. He's been knocking him down.
So you think it took 17 years to get 50 bodies as an NBA star? You sound crazy.
No, I don't think.
He got that last summer.
Yeah, I think that was in the summer. He just said that.
Yeah, he got that last summer.
It sounds better if you spread 50 over 17.
Man, them numbers so decreased, deflated. You know what I'm saying?
We definitely not believing you going through hundreds of women coming up.
You know what, dog? It is crazy, dog. I done had a number of my homeboys just telling them about this show, dog. In which some said that they knew for sure they had 50 bodies or more. Mm-hmm. And it was some that was like, I don't know. But the differentiator was.
But they ain't talking about hundreds. Because first of all, it ain't enough time for it.
What you mean hundreds? I ain't say hundreds.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they talking about most men you talk to about that, they gonna get maybe into the high tens.
The
high
tens?
None of them talking about 350 like my man's Max here.
No. But they all say, but. They don't all give the same answer even with the 50 is what I'm saying. Uh-huh. Like, it's some cats who, like, really don't feel like they might have touched 50. But then there's some who was like, for show. But the differentiator in the two that I saw, the biggest one was the ones who went to college and the ones who didn't go to college.
Oh, yeah. I think especially
that's where
if you lived
many
on,
bodies got
on
picked
campus
up.
Or you were on campus all the time because you get into them dorms, it's a different story.
Did you go to college?
For a bit. I dabbled in it.
I don't think I was
Wayne,
like.
The, I went to Wayne State for a year, and then I stopped going.
Was That's you like an on-campus guy?
I was on campus.
You lived on campus.
You know, our homies from OP, when my man's MP was in that boy, he's in the dorm. And, hey, man, you remember MP in high school. MP was entirely different.
Okay.
And Kai, he was like big man on campus.
I don't remember nobody from high school, Tommy, except for like you and two other
people. I don't even want to see. You remember you used to.
But I might have to.
You used to try to clown him,
but he was
our boy.
I don't know.
But in high school, in college, I went up to the dorm to see him. Boy, they was running that dorm room.
What
boy.
You mean?
Everybody coming through the room,
like
and he
the
talk,
young ladies
talking
or
about
just
getting,
partying in general,
getting domed up and stuff. That's what I'm talking about when you talking about hitting college.
Okay, his whole shit changed up.
Whole shit changed.
Now
up.
Let
he
me
was
ask
big
you
man
this.
On campus.
Let me ask you this before you even tell me who this is, because I still don't know who you're talking about.
I'm gonna tell you.
I don't know who you're talking about. But let me ask you this: was this person in a frat?
Yeah, okay. My man's B Cook.
Oh, you know B Cook.
We went to school with B Cook. He was in the same class.
Oh, okay, well, shout out B Cook. That's my son.
I just seen him. I just seen him at the gym.
That's my son. That's my son.
A few weeks ago.
Yeah, that's my son right there.
Barely a month ago.
But yo, no. Shout out B Cook.
Him and B Cook, cool. You know him. I just don't know.
That's my dog. But you talking about somebody else?
Yeah.
Oh, it's another dude. Okay, okay. Because I'm going to say B. Cook was my dog. I think he was my young protege back in the day.
Yeah, in the same frat.
Okay. So, but the other dude, whoever we talking about, you know what I'm saying? This is what I'm going to say about this. Like, number one, the dynamics that I say
I do agree with
change.
That. College changes everything.
It does. It, but
that's a perfect correlation to what you just said. His hit from high school to his college experience, I guarantee
it can change
different.
Everything because the different things happen in college. And the reason why I said was he in a frat
and everything is more
is because
accessible.
That's a big thing that changes for a lot of guys that I know. You know what I'm saying? Love, like, you can be super popular in high school and join a frat and become more super popular.
Or you can
or you can be shit in high school.
I don't
as in,
say shit,
I mean,
normal.
When I say shit, I mean a complete recluse. Like,
yeah,
you can be a nobody has to know you, period. And then you can join a frat and become all the brothers' biggest brother, whatever. Or you can be a regular, like, just social person. Like,
you kinda
I feel like
the,
I might have been a regular social person. I wasn't popular.
Yeah, I was regular social. I talked
you know
to
mean?
Anybody.
And
cool
I can, you can join a frat and become, like, on top of everything. You know what I'm saying? Because
the
they have these social...
Accessibility.
These social tiers, too. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? To say that, all right, you're a regular student. You can do this. Oh, but you're a alpha fracka fracka. Oh, shit. You can get into the party. Fuck the waiting list. You know what I'm saying? Oh, here go two cheerleaders. And you know what I'm saying, all this old shit, you know what I'm saying, they put that shit on you with these organizations, I feel like. And I'm not saying that those organizations are bad or anything. I don't know enough about them
to just, you know, they
give our brothers good jobs and all that shit,
good
so I respect
good networking,
you know what I'm saying. But I also feel like it turns people's either I don't know if it turns a true character on, or if it gives them a character to be.
I think it might give you who you wanted to be. Like, it might let you be able to bring out what you wanted to bring out with no consequences.
Because
when you get that type of power.
So you're saying that person was already in them, and it's blossoming now that this frat or
because my man, I'm referencing, he was cool as hell to me, but in high school he might not have been cool to other people.
Right.
But in college, you know, nobody knows you. It's like you can reinvent yourself. Then on top of that, this was before the frat, so he got to reinvent himself in college before that, and then he did that. Mm-hmm. And that trajectory just increased from there.
Ooh.
So I'm pretty sure he had the time of his life.
Okay. And that's cool because college gives you that.
I came to see him in a dorm. He had people in our – he was a grade under us. He had people – it was people that we went to school with in our grade coming in his dorm room. Hey, what's up?
Another thing I say about them fraternities, though, is I would not put 50 bodies past any fraternity, okay? But –
It's definitely gonna be a good number.
If
you care about numbers,
it's gonna be a solid number. Guys in general, but for fraternity guys, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've hung around certain fraternity guys in certain fraternities because I got, of course, everybody got a homeboy in a fraternity or two, you know, and I'm talking about older homie fraternity dudes, and I'm talking about younger homie fraternity dudes who are still in fraternity to this day. And most of the ones who I know are, I don't know how these guys are, like, they're ranked. But they're usually in that upper ranking where they got, like, the little they doing all this shit with the little homies and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And these guys, I've been to some of their parties, dog. And I'm talking about because I have a certain color on.
Oh,
women walking up to
Tim?
You like, are you, huh?
You went with Tim.
Yeah,
right?
I went
that
with
one party you was telling me about. You just told me this for a reason.
I'm walking around with a certain color on, and they like, oh, are you I don't even know what the Kappa, Black Kappa.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no. And they like, all right, well. And they just, I mean, she just walked off completely.
Because that's,
no more conversation.
And that stuff is probably in their fan, like you said, how they brought up.
I mean, yeah,
it's looked at as a high regard.
Yeah, for
so
sure.
Like, oh, he's a
captain. But I'm like, man, if it's that easy, it's like, could you not
in four years
of college run it up? Like,
and then
you got a whole
crew for the rest of your experience.
And these is guys I'm talking about. Granted, I'm not even dealing with talking about the sorority life because I don't know like
what they chasing
almost
after
anything about the sorority life. Or how they get down or nothing like that. But I, let me think. Do I got any homegirls in some sororities? I may or may not. I really don't know. I'm going to have to do a little research on that. But I would like to know I might even try to see if we can bring one on the show. I would like to know in the sorority life, and they may or may not tell us this on air, you know what I'm saying? But to just know if it's as wild, you know what I'm saying, and as openly eclectic as the male fraternities are, because I know it gets rough and greasy in male fraternities.
See, but that's the thing.
Sororities, do they get equally as greasy in their world? That's something that I would.
I just think
know.
Men, they go for greasy like that. Even if a woman is greasy, mm-hmm. it's not just going to be out there like that.
I think
that.
It's different types of grease yeah. though. They're yeah. grease night.
It could be. I think you know, a man is supposed to have grease everywhere. That's why it's always going
to
be.
Society might want yeah. you to have grease everywhere. You ain't yeah. got to have grease everywhere. You ain't yeah. got grease.
I mean,
anymore.
I don't have grease everywhere. Exactly. But I'm just saying, like, in my mind though, I always think because what society says, should I have grease? Yeah, even though I always snap back into reality, I don't need grease.
Yeah, but we talking about groups,
common,
and how they
yeah,
get down.
Common looks as though a man, I think just men are just going to be like, we got to get a greasy in this bitch. As opposed to a sorority, they probably, we have to have this certain class about us, and we got to look cute, and we got to be on point together.
Yeah, but yeah. what about the shit that they got to do to, you know, that you know, that greasy shit that you got to do to be get but into the sorority or into the fraternity? Those yeah. things might take, you know, oh, you gotta go out with four ugly guys this week. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. This is your mission. You never know what they have to do. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Or I don't know. I'm just making, I'm thinking of, you know what I'm saying? But,
yeah.
you
it
know,
would be nice
these,
to, yeah, I would like to talk to somebody in a fraternity and somebody in a sorority.
Yeah, it can't be everything all nice. Whether you want to call it grease or olive oil, it's still slippery.
Come here. I think he's married now, so I don't know how much he'd want to say. But
well, you gotta ask somebody who's still living a life.
Let's be cook married too. Hey, all married.
We gotta ask somebody. Just leave it to me. Leave it to Beaver. You know what I'm saying? You gotta ask somebody who's still in the life.
Yeah,
I got
what I'm
young
saying.
Cats.
You need somebody that's.
You can bring some of these young fraternity leaders in here. Yeah. Or old ones. It don't matter. You know what I'm saying? Everybody I know who ain't married. You know, we can talk shit. And the ones who marry, we ain't.
I'm saying they might still be able to want
to
elaborate.
Their aliases, you know what I'm saying? We have things going on here. So. Long and short of it is, we're going to have someone come in here from some of these sororities and fraternities and give us some insight on the grease
upcoming episodes
and or olive oil, if you want to call that, for the sorority.
For the sorority, olive
and see
oil,
how slippery
Shout
these
out
situations
to the
get.
Sorors.
You know what I'm saying? Flat out. But yeah. So this is 50 Bodies episode 5, man. We about to wrap this up because I feel like we've given you enough game.
Cinco de Mayo, man.
We've given you enough game for all the time that we've had here.
Five
so
for five.
Up until episode 6, we going to sign out. Jack Tripper to the third. Power.
It's your boy Tommy, man.
50 Bodies, we out.
Yep.